We're back on Wildcat Insider. John Kurtz with Wyatt Thompson and Mitch Fortner. The K-State women coming up at 6:30, 7 o'clock for the tip-off for the Wildcats and the Texas Longhorns on senior night. K-State men this week still in the NCAA tournament picture as of right now on Bracketology. They are in the next four-out section along with their next opponent, which is TCU. TCU and Texas Tech this week, the first game on the road. Texas Tech will be at home. So, and I think the thing with TCU, as we discussed a little bit earlier, they're very much so in the same type of spot as K-State, and Texas Tech now only has five Big 12 wins. They're really starting to slide back. You know, if there are two teams that you would look at on paper, regardless of what K-State's doing, and say, all right, these teams may be ripe for the picking here at this point in the year, I think it's fair to put TCU and Texas Tech in that category a little bit.
I think when you look at K-State and TCU, and we talked about this a little bit earlier in the show, it's almost scary at the numbers and how close they are, in that the overall record is the same, the conference record is the same. They played an overtime game here. Their non-conference schedule probably turns out to be relatively similar. I think you could maybe give TCU just a slight edge in the fact that they beat a pretty darn good Illinois State team 80-71. Played SMU. Now they got hammered pretty good, 74-59. But playing them, they were really proud of the fact that they beat Washington twice, and that's turned out to be not much because Washington's been bad. So there's, you know what I'm saying? I mean, there's good and bad in both there. But they also are a team that has basically four guys that average double figures. That's kind of what K-State is. So this is an awfully big game for both of these teams. You've got K-State, who has lost 5 of 6. You've got TCU, who since they won here and then subsequently won two more to make it 3 in a row, since then they've lost 5 straight.
To the top five teams in the league, but yes.
But we all play those teams.
Yes, yes.
And it's just a matter of when and where. And they had a most frustrating loss on Saturday at home to West Virginia. They're called for a somewhat controversial foul in the waning seconds. Daxter Miles hits a free throw, and they get beat that way, 61-60. That would be hard.
I hated the foul call.
Yeah.
I hated the foul call.
Well, I don't think you decide a game like that.
Agreed.
On the other hand, in all fairness, I have not seen the video. Don't know how bad it was, but for me, it'd have to be way obvious to call that and decide a game at the free throw line like that. That's just that's the hardest part about officiating. You know, when you're the beneficiary of that call, usually what you say is, if it's a foul in the first minute, it should be a foul in the last minute.
Yeah.
And I agree with that. I agree with that. But it is also hard to decide a game in that fashion. Much like our game at Tech.
Well, I was just going to bring that up. You think about the Texas Tech game earlier this year is like the flip side of that coin is what happened with TCU and West Virginia.
Yeah. So the league's been strange, but the similarities there and what they're playing for Wednesday night and then Saturday and next week are quite obvious with K-State and TCU.
Well, and I would think that the game against Texas Tech on Saturday, how that plays out, what happens on Wednesday is going to go a long ways towards what we see on Saturday. Because if you do win that game against TCU, all of a sudden that is a decent road win. It's just another win in the win column, which is really what you need right now just to pile up some wins. And you set yourself up for a very important game then on Saturday with Senior Day playing Texas Tech. Whereas you lose that game at TCU and the slide continues, now you're almost assuredly going to have to go on a run in the Big 12 tournament to therefore get yourself into the NCAAs. Then I think maybe there's more reason to question what the motivation would be against Texas Tech. So really a lot to me hinges on what happens Wednesday.
Oh, for sure.
Big game.
By the way, Tech 0-8 in the conference on the road.
They're the one team that's followed through with
the
home road splits.
Yeah, it's wow. It's hard to believe that with their skill level with Keenan Evans and Zach Smith and some of the guys they have, but doesn't mean they're not capable of coming here and winning. I don't mean that.
Oh, sure.
It has been a troublesome thing for them to be on the road in the league this year.
Yeah, just like everybody, they've had their issues in some close games, too.
Yep.
They are capable. We'll come back and wrap up Wildcat Insider next, 537-1350 or the Game KMAN if you have a question or comment.